Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for listening today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God in the book of Psalms, Psalm 46, beginning at verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. Selah. There is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn. The nations raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. All of Psalm 46. Father, thank you, Lord, for the wonderful and the powerful message of Psalm 46, a reminder of the fact that you are God in spite of all that we see around us, all the things going on. So many things seem uncertain, unsure, but you are a sure foundation in all circumstances, in all situations. You are a rock that can be trusted continually. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity for us to trust you, to rest upon you, and to be your vessels through which the light of Jesus can shine through the darkness that we see all around us today. Father, we place ourselves afresh in your hands. Use us more and more for your glory. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. I want to continue to remind you that One News Now is a very fruitful place to get and receive your news. They cover the news of the day from a Christian perspective. And also keep in mind, One News Now is a reliable news source that you can get your news from. There's a free One News Now app available for your mobile device. Look for it on your phone's app store. We are blessed and honored to have, it's been a little bit, but we're grateful to have Teresa Newcomer. She's the Mississippi State Coordinator for the International Ministry of Moms in Prayer. She's back with us today. Teresa, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Pastor Joseph. Thank you so much for having me back on your program. I'm really excited to share with your listeners today.
Well, an honor to have you back with us. And I'm going to ask if you'll take a moment now, a little further, introduce yourself. You've been with us before. It's been a while, but there may be some who've never heard of the Ministry of Moms in Prayer International. But also, tell us a little bit more about yourself as well as the ministry.
Oh, I would love to. I became a Christian at a young age and just felt a calling on my life, but didn't know what it was. Years ago, when I was in college, in fact, I married a wonderful Christian man. We've been married 33 years. In fact, we just celebrated our anniversary, March 14th, during this COVID-19 shelter at home. So we didn't get to go out to eat and celebrate, but we were just as happy and laughed. And it's an anniversary we won't ever forget. Mm-hmm. And we're the parents of a 25-year-old daughter and a 20-year-old college son who had to move home because of the coronavirus and is back here doing his online studies from Texas. But over the past 9 years, we've been involved our whole marriage, volunteering in missions. But over the past 9 years, Pastor, God's really just led me into a season of intercessory prayer. And that's how I became state coordinator of Moms in Prayer in 2017, as he led me into that ministry in 2013. And so I'm just honored and blessed to share a little bit about that ministry with your listeners and on this program and just with fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. I'm grateful to get that time.
Okay, okay. Now, some of our listeners probably have heard of the Ministry of Moms in Prayer International, but then there are those who they're probably hearing the name for the very first time. Share with our listeners what the ministry is about and its mission.
That's right. You may have heard years ago in the late 80s, Moms in Touch on Betty Jane Thompson or one of the other Christian programs. We began in 1984 with Moms in Touch, and then in 2012 changed our name to be a little bit more specific to Moms in Prayer. We are an international group ministry. Our mission is to impact children and schools worldwide for Christ by gathering moms to pray. Our vision is that every school in the world be covered in prayer. And to answer what we are as a ministry, it's two or more women who meet regularly, preferably 1 hour a week during the school year, Pastor, to intercede on behalf of children and schools through prayer. It could be any Christian mothers, grandmothers, any woman who is willing to pray for at least one specific child in a school by name in prayer. We believe that God answers prayer, and our purpose is to stand in the gap for children through prayer and to pray that children receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, as our listeners, as they listen to what you shared about the ministry, there might be moms that are listening that are thinking to themselves, they've never heard of the ministry before, but have a great desire. They'd be very interested in maybe plugging into a group that might be in their community, or maybe even starting one. If someone was interested in learning more and possibly starting one in their community, how would they do that?
Yes, very good question. We are in all 50 states. We're in 140 countries across the world. So even if you're moving, you can be a part of our ministry and move state to state, country to country. You go to our website, www.momsinprayer.org. That's momsinprayer.org. And if you have any specific questions, or as we get into this hour of conversation, if you want any of the handouts, the materials, the prayer guides and resources that we're talking about, you may contact me directly. My email is ms@momsinprayer.org, ms@momsinprayer.org for my direct email.
Okay. And so you said you do provide a number of different prayer resources for moms to use then.
Yes. Our website is just full of great resources for no charge. The only thing that's charged for, if you want to start a group and need a leader book, at $7, you can order that online. But everything else, you can download great resources. You just click on resources, go to prayer tools, and click on that, and it gives lists, attributes of God, character names of God, prayer guides. We even have mobile prayer guides where you can click it on your phone and just goes right to Bible Gateway and pulls up all of your scriptures. It's just a great resource website.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Teresa, you know, I really appreciate you sharing about the work and the mission of Moms in Prayer International. And of course, it's really, it's a ministry that apparently is designed to set moms in prayer afresh and in a greater way with the spirit of prayer. And I think of this too, that the reality is God is calling the body of Christ as a whole to a much greater level of being committed to praying. And so thank the Lord for ministries like yours that encourage believers to do just that, and moms in particular. But of course, it's important for moms and dads and everybody else as believers in the body of Christ to become prayer warriors. And there's such a need for that, because we're called to be aggressive in this world, because sadly, the kingdom of darkness is very aggressive. It's trying to take new territory and trying very vigorously. So we need to be more aggressive than the kingdom of darkness, and committing ourselves to prayer is an important way to accomplish that. So again, praise God for the work and the mission of Moms in Prayer International. You know, if someone listening wanted to know, how have you seen this ministry impact the lives of either moms or children or communities? Are there any stories of encouragement you can share about how this ministry has been a blessing to the body of Christ?
Yes, thank you for asking. There have been so many examples that as I go to conferences and speak to our women and in churches, I have heard people come and tell me the things that they have experienced through Moms in Prayer. But I think of some of our school shootings and how in Florida, during that horrible school shooting down in South Florida, there was a moms in prayer group, and they had chosen to stop meeting for the semester. And after this shooting, there was a revival that broke out that it couldn't be stopped among the parents. And it was kind of prompted by the moms in prayer group. Mm-hmm. They came back together and just hovered and ministered to the families that were hurting in that area. We have heard of principals that will call in and say, we appreciate what you all are doing. We have a change of environment in our school. Drugs have been prayed off of campuses. We have found where drug deals have been thwarted, where moms were praying truly a hedge of protection from that unseen enemy around that campus. And we partner with so many ministries, and we have seen answers to prayer in that we partner with, like, Collegiate Day of Prayer that just took place in February. Mm-hmm. And because of Moms in Prayer helping to get that word out, I believe that every college campus for the second year in a row was covered completely by name in prayer. And that was just a blessing, especially going into this time of college students having to come home and finish their semester online.
That's right. So many things have changed and are changing, and so many circumstances are so different from what people are so used to. And so now, probably more than ever, we need to be a people praying and seeking God's His wisdom, His guidance, His grace, and praying for the Spirit of God to rise up and to do great things during this time, this unique time of challenge and turmoil in our community. I'm going to take a moment now specifically to pray again for your ministry and our culture. Father, we thank you again for the ministry of Moms in Prayer. Thank you for Teresa and the work she does in the state of Mississippi. Thank you for the state coordinators in just throughout our nation. Thank you for those that are coordinators that are functioning in other countries as well. Father, anoint the ministry with a fresh anointing, and more raise up more prayer ministries and raise up more prayer warriors who understand the great need for us to be prayer warriors in this day and time. Anoint us afresh with a spirit of passion and a spirit that would encourage us to be aggressive about praying and covering our children's lives in prayer, covering our schools in prayer, covering our state, our communities, our nation. And Father, help us to recognize that every believer is called to be a prayer warrior. You told us in your word to pray without ceasing, which the commandment itself helps us to better understand how critical prayer must be if you're telling us to do it all the time. Stir us more and more to have a heart to pray as you've called us and directed us clearly to do so in your word. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Teresa, tell our listeners again, if they'd like to get some of the prayer resources. Again, resources like you're speaking of are very helpful because everyone really can use encouragement and help in their prayer life. Tell them again how they can get some of the resources you've mentioned.
Yes, thank you. If you are interested in knowing more about becoming a part of the ministry and praying for a specific school in your area, Mississippi has over 1,250 elementary through high school and 50-plus colleges. And we need you. We need communities to say, I will start a group in my community and pray for this school. And I need resources. That's momsinprayer.org. So our website is www.momsinprayer.org. If you want to contact me directly, email me at ms@momsinprayer.org.
Okay, we'll give you a chance to give that in the next segment as well. Our phone guest today is Teresa Newcomer. She's the Mississippi State Coordinator for the Ministry Moms in Prayer International. We'll be right back.
Sometimes it seemed to stoop so close, you could
Music of Rich Mullins, the song Sometimes by Step. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Teresa Newcomer. She's the Mississippi State Coordinator for the ministry Moms in Prayer International. Teresa, as we begin this segment, I want to ask if you'll pray for our listeners specifically. If you'd like to pray the prayer call prayer that you all used on one of the resources that you shared, the National Prayer Call, or if there's something else on your heart specifically you feel impressed to share, to pray for our listeners about. But would you begin this segment with prayer at this time?
Absolutely. Lord, just hear our call. Let us recognize you as sovereign Lord, the one in control, the one that can do anything, the one that has the power to influence the course of events in history. Lord, we just pray that every listener know how great you are. Let them know that there is no one like you, Sovereign Lord, and that there is no God but you. Let every listener, each one of us, hear with our own ears from Second Samuel 7:22. Lord, we just thank you for this time, and we ask that you turn us from warriors into warriors. Yes. Let us be on the front line of the battle for you, Lord. Let us put our own agenda behind and let us press forward for the word of Jesus Christ, the name of Jesus Christ. In his name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Share with the listeners again your website and contact information. If someone's interested in maybe starting a Moms in Prayer group in their community, or if they just want to plug into one that already exists, how can they get in touch and how can they do that?
Yes, our website is momsinprayer.org, momsinprayer.org. My email is ms, like Mississippi, ms@momsinprayer.org.
Hmm.
And Pastor, just as you were on our break and listening to the songs, I really want to share with our listeners that each of us has a story of how we came to be a prayer warrior. Mm-hmm. And maybe you don't feel like you're a prayer warrior. I certainly did 9 years ago when God called me to do my first intercessory prayer, to write prayer guides for a 24-hour prayer vigil and to do some things for my home church. And I just went, oh, Lord, not me. I'm a warrior. I'm not a warrior. And from that, he has grown me into just a confidence that's not my own, Pastor. It's only found in hope in Jesus Christ that he is using me, who used to be a warrior. And I just want to share with the listeners that that started with time alone with God. And we have a handout on how to have that time alone with God, where you sit down and have that very important praise time, silent confession, letting God just know that you recognize where you've gone wrong, off the tracks, that time of thanksgiving, and then a time of intercession. And from that, I grew into a leader in the ministry. And it was only because I wanted to just sit before his feet and learn more about him. And I just encourage each of our listeners to start there and listen to what God has to say.
Okay, and you know, Teresa, I appreciate you sharing that. And I think of this too, you know, with all that's going on in our culture today, one thing that I think that can be seen very clearly, sadly, is that for many people, they seem to feel like the church and God's people aren't really that important. And one of the ways that's reflected is, for example, sometimes government officials may say, well, we want essential people to keep working, but non-essential, we want you to take a break, go home, shelter in. And many government officials are calling for churches to close down for right now. And so in a sense, it's like they seem to be feeling like, well, they're not that critical. Now, the reality is we can pray wherever we are. And so, and I'm not condemning persons, churches, or leaders that have chosen to do that. But at the same time, I think it's critical that we recognize if any institution is essential in our culture today, it's the church. And so this is a time for us to become more aggressive and for us to become more active, whether it's in the walls of the church building or at home or any and everywhere else. We can pray wherever we are, and we need to. So by no means is the church non-essential. The church is critical to everything, every institution, every part of society. So we as believers need to think that way and to function that way as well. So, and
that's exactly right. And I think, you know, a lot of, sometimes we get in a habit of thinking that the building is the church and what we're going to wear is, you know, Sunday in church and where we're going to eat and that kind of thing, how we're even going to celebrate Easter. But the church is the people. And, you know, maybe we are having to separate to especially keep those who are more likely to, you know, have a even a death sentence from catching this virus to thinking of better ways, of other ways to overcome what the enemy deems for evil. God means for good. And God, I believe, Pastor, is opening up our hearts to being more sensitive. In fact, in my own neighborhood, I saw a young mom strolling a baby that I would never have maybe seen some other way. And she hollered out to me and introduced herself and said, I'd love for you to be on our group meeting. And so we started talking. I told her what I did. And she said, oh, I'd love for you to maybe speak to our group of young moms. And that covers a whole group of churches, not just, you know, a church from one neighborhood or one group of people. And so God, I believe, is using us to scatter into places that, you know, maybe social media where evil was to seem to be rampant. Now, their prayers are rampant, and that is awesome.
That's
and so
right.
I look at this as an opportunity to step outside the lines, to color outside the lines, and to just let God take us on mission trips through social media that we would never have gone on our own.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, Teresa, I want to ask you specifically if you'll pray for the Lord to raise up many more moms in prayer groups all over our nation, our world, because, again, the need is there. And what you just said a few moments ago in the earlier break was so powerful that the group you said had decided to suspend their prayer time for that semester, and that was the semester when the tragic shooting happened. And I think it serves as a reminder that Again, had they continued their prayer routine, maybe the shooting might not have happened. Now, we don't know, but the reality is prayer is critical to everything, every circumstance, clearly to every school and every family as well. So would you pray for God to raise up more groups and other prayer ministries as well?
Yes. Oh, Lord, you know the need. You know how many groups we have in place. You know that there are 30 groups praying for 70 schools in Mississippi. You know that we have over 1,250 schools. You know the heart of each child, the heart of each teacher, the heart of each family member. You know who is a believer and who is not. Lord, you know the sister countries that Mississippi adopts, of Malawi, Lesotho, Kuwait, and Senegal. Lord, you know that right before this COVID virus became so rampant, that Malawi got a new Moms in Prayer group. So there's a foundation of prayer in a country where there's really not a medical foundation ready to serve and to help those who get this virus. So, Lord, we are asking you in the name of Jesus to be the great physician, to be the great provider. And, Lord, the master planner that plans for the heart of the next woman who says, yes, I want to know more. Wherever she lives, whatever culture she's in, whatever community she's in, Lord, you are calling her to be a leader. And we are asking you to just bless her with your presence and your confidence and your wisdom and knowledge. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Teresa. Do you have any other testimonies or stories of ways that you've seen God use Moms in Prayer International to bless, to encourage, whether it be moms, families, children, any other that come to mind?
Yes, I do. We have a great partner ministry with A Night to Shine, which is Tim Tebow's night for special needs children and adults. And we always like to give out prayer scripture cards that are put in the take-home packets for those parents. And we have heard such great response from, you know, the moms that say, thank you. We have special needs groups, Pastor, that these moms can plug into and maybe just get that encouragement from one another, that someone that doesn't have a special needs child, you know, can empathize with. Mm-hmm. And so that's just a wonderful way that Moms in Prayer has been an answer to those in special needs. And parents of prodigals, we have heard so many answers to prayer. You know, if you're a parent of a prodigal, a mom or a dad, and you've got that child that has walked away from their faith, and they just say, there is no God. Mm-hmm. It's all just, you know, a story. Well, I have moms texting me all the time that say, thank you for praying for my prodigal. If it weren't for this group, I couldn't hold it together. My child has OD'd. My child is into, you know, the occult. My child has done this or that. And if it weren't for our group that prays in confidence over my child, I don't know where I'd be today. And so I just encourage you all that the blessing you get is beyond anything you can imagine. When you team up in one accord or agreement prayer with several other moms, it can be one or two moms, and you can even use this pattern of praise, confession, thanksgiving, and intercession in a family. And that's what we've got, great prayer guides that you can use right now during this COVID-19 pandemic, and you can just pray in your and strengthen your prayer life as a family inside the home. Mm-hmm. And I believe that's really important.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you tell me, too, Teresa, does Moms in Prayer International, do you all have coordinators for all 50 states in the U.S.?
We have groups in all 50 states, Pastor, but we are praying. That's one of our biggest prayer requests, that we complete our state coordinator list. There are about 15 states, and I can't name them off the top of my head. There are a few: Utah, Vermont, Connecticut, one of the Dakotas. There's several. There's 15, I believe. Louisiana is in our Southeast Division. Mm-hmm. We do not have a state coordinator yet. Our Southeast Division covers Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, and Florida. Mm-hmm. All of our states, except Louisiana, have a state coordinator. There are 9 divisions in just the United States. And our country coordinator is Susan Shepherd and lives in Birmingham. And so we are blessed that more than, you know, the notes are covered in prayer mm-hmm. by a coordinator, but everyone does have at least a group or two.
That's good. That's good. And so, would you, before we end our time, I want you to be sure and get a chance to pray for God to raise up more of the coordinators as well. But of course, you said you do have groups in every single of all 50 states then.
That is correct. That is correct. But out of our 82 counties in Mississippi, we have about 20 counties that that host 30 groups. And in those 30 groups, we're praying for 70 schools. Mm-hmm. There are groups for military moms, or we would love to get a group if someone has a prison ministry already, where they go into one of our state prisons, and we have to go through a little bit different channel fashion, and I've not done this in Mississippi yet, mm-hmm. but there are some strong, thriving prison moms in prayer groups mm-hmm. that are able to pray right there in prison.
Okay, we're going to jump in here. We'll pick up on the other side. Our phone guest today is Teresa Newcomer. She's the Mississippi State Coordinator for the Ministry Moms in Prayer International. We'll be right back. From the Afters, Light Up the Sky. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Teresa Newcomer. She's the Mississippi State Coordinator for the International Ministry Moms in Prayer International. And as we begin this last segment, I want to share a scripture that I hope will be of encouragement to all of us as believers. And just like the Ministry of Moms in Prayer International is what I would call an aggressive prayer ministry that's stirring moms to pray more. My hope is that not only will it encourage moms to become more the prayer warriors God is calling to be, my hope is that by the grace of God, every single listener today would be stirred and encouraged to become a mighty prayer warrior that can help to cover more ground in our world where God's people have been called to pray and accomplish things in their prayer time, in their prayer closet. Psalm 27, beginning at verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle he shall hide me. He shall set me high up on a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and such as breathe out violence. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Father, thank you again for every believer listening at this time. Thank you for your hand of grace upon them. And thank you for your Spirit at work in their lives. Father, set all of us on fire afresh with the Holy Spirit of prayer. More and more empower us to be the faithful prayer warriors that are daily giving ourselves to prayer the way you would have us to. And help us to recognize, Lord, that we're wise to not allow prayer to be the last thing that we do in the midst of dealing with challenges. Help us to be persons that are wise enough to make prayer the priority as we seek you, your wisdom, your grace, your help in time of need, in a time of need like this one or other, any and all times of need in our lives. Thank you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Teresa, would you share once again your contact information if persons are wanting to learn more about Moms in Prayer International or to be in touch with you, possibly to get involved with the ministry?
Yes, I'd like to. And I'd like to take this time, Pastor, to just say, if you are listening and God is speaking to your heart, it's for a reason. Please know that we need you. You don't have to be a professional. You don't have to be seminary trained. We take care of all of the training. It's simple. We even have new training, YouTube videos on our website. Everything is done. You can get the booklet. And we don't have to even see face-to-face for some time across the state. I'm here in Tupelo, but I work with leaders all throughout our state in all three regions. So contact us at www.momsinprayer.org. That's our website. Or email me directly, ms@momsinprayer.org.
Okay, and also, too, would you pray specifically for the Lord to raise up more state coordinators and, well, just more prayer ministries all over our world?
Yes. Lord, we ask you now that you bring more warriors to the front of the battle line. Lord, that each of us would not say, oh, well, I guess I can just pray. But Lord, teach us to say, I should pray first. I don't have to move other than to recognize God is moving for us. And so, Lord, bring those around the world, around our United States and in Mississippi.
Yes, Lord.
Only you alone, Lord, know whose heart you're prompting this very day.
Yes.
Keep evil from making them think they are unworthy, that they are not educated or not trained in the way of being a prayer leader. Lord, they are your children. We are your children. And you have given us the command to go and make disciples, and you have given us the command to pray without ceasing. So, Lord, we need more leaders, and you know those needs. And we are thanking you in advance fulfilling every position and every new ministry that's going to rise up from this time. We are thanking you in advance for the fruit that will come from the COVID-19 pandemic.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Teresa, I wanted to ask, too, in this final segment also, if you'll pray specifically for schools, again, at every level, from kindergarten through college, and also for military families, military moms in particular, but military families as well.
Yes, that is my favorite thing to do, Pastor. Mm-hmm. Lord, just come before you again. And you know how the schools are closed and military families are alone at home as their loved ones are on that battlefield. And even as we're at a time of war with an unseen enemy, a virus, we are praying for those medical warriors on that field as well. And God, for those students and parents in schools, be the provider of meals and medicine and clothing for the students that aren't at school. Be the giver of safe places to live and godly supervision while the parents that are essential and working or maybe busy working at home and can't go out and play with their kids. Give them safe activities. Help the students and the parents to make godly choices with their time and their activities while not at school. Not to just waste it on frivolous things, Lord, but to strengthen themselves to become new and better for you, Lord. Make our online education effective for both high school and college students, beneficial to them, enable them to learn. Help those parents that are trying to homeschool the elementary children that don't have online study. Give your college students that are far from home, maybe that were stuck at school, but they can't go on to campus and they're just there in an apartment, away from family and away from friends. And God, as a community, cause your spiritual awakening and revival to sweep across our country and every campus in our nation. God, may you call each one to know Christ as Savior and Lord. Use this virus to bring good, to establish your plans. Call us as believers to pray for your children and your schools regularly and for our military as they defend our country, Lord. And these military groups, these moms that pray for their children while their spouses are away or maybe their husbands or whoever they're praying for, Lord, may you open our eyes to see the work of your hand and let us give you all the glory and thanks. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Teresa. I appreciate that. You know, Teresa, one thing that I think is a truth that's a very helpful one for believers to be mindful of is, you know, when you've mentioned about the desire that Moms in Prayer has of having moms that will pray for as many schools as you can help to mobilize to pray for the schools. Well, you know, one of the reasons why that's so important is when God's people are praying for a given community or a given school or a given institution, it's helpful for us to understand this. The reality is the kingdom of darkness is trying to occupy as much territory as they can in the world. But when we pray for a school and pray for a community, it causes the grace of God to be poured upon that school or that community. It commissions angels to be much more active in and around that school or that community as well, and causes the mercy of God to be poured out upon that school and that community. And, of course, the results are good things that come about. God's grace is working in ways that obviously we may not be able to see, but we do see results. And so thank God for those persons that are faithfully praying for schools and different institutions, moms already. But thank the Lord also for the ones he's going to raise up through this broadcast and through other means that will take this responsibility seriously then. So, but share once again your contact information for persons that want to learn more or get involved with Moms in Prayer International.
Yes, our website. Go to www.momsinprayer.org or email me at ms@momsinprayer.org. And Pastor, I would like to just add to what you just said. You might think, oh, I'm a grandmother, and I've already done that. I've already prayed for my kids. You know, my kids can pray for their kids. But you know what? It's generation upon generation as we pray for our children. And it's not that our ministry is for children in schools. That's what God has called us for. But in doing that, Pastor, we, like you say, are praying for communities. You are praying, as you pray for your children, you're praying for them to become fabulous husbands who love the Lord and lead their families unto Him, which changes the whole dynamic of a community. It changes a church. It changes a business. So as we pray and as we start these groups, and as churches say, I would like to host a Moms in Prayer group in my church. Because, see, we don't host these in public school places. We host them either in a church or in someone's home or in a private Christian school, it may be done. And so that just blesses, as you say, the church. Mm-hmm. The church family is strengthened. My home church is strengthened because there are six women every Wednesday night that come before the Lord, and we pour out our hearts for our children. And these six women cover about 15 different schools because we have children in different colleges and elementary and high schools. And therefore, we are praying along for our pastor and all of the leaders of our church and youth ministers as they guide our children. And so it really is a community blessing. Everyone is blessed when you start a prayer group of any kind, because the Lord is there. The Holy Spirit is going to awaken in each of us as we come in agreement. And so it's just an exciting time for our communities to realize that they can change the course of history through agreeing with God on the plans that He has for us.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, you just used the term change the course of history. It brings to my mind the powerful story in the Word of God. In 1 Samuel chapter 1, the story of Hannah, her prayer life again. Through that, God raised up the great prophet Samuel and changed the course of the nation of Israel as well. So, well, thank you so much, Teresa, for being with us. One more time, the website?
Yes, it's www.momsinprayer.org.
All right.
And my email, ms@momsinprayer.org.
Okay, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. I enjoyed the time.
All right. And I want to encourage every listener, pray for the ministry of Moms in Prayer International, both in the state of Mississippi and the ministry as a whole. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession. Are you there, Teresa?
Yes, I am.
All right. Thank you so much. Did a great job.